Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Tell your neighbor the life I now live. Or tell another person the life I now live. Give a clap of honor to Jesus. And add a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
For me to live is Christ. divinely stand to our feet. We are all making this our prayer tonight.
Precious Holy Ghost.
Tonight, as you are standing, this can be your prayer. There's a reason why when ministrations are going on, the lyrics, the words are projected so that you don't just sit around and admire. It can be your prayer tonight. And for a short time, we are all going to sing this prayerfully, asking the Holy Spirit to take his place in your life tonight. The word that is coming only makes sense when the Holy Spirit is at work in your life. There is enough power in this room to transform your life, but you can come and go the same way you have come with nothing to show. But tonight, we are praying that the Holy Spirit will begin to work in you before the word even comes. So for a minute or two, we are all singing along as our sister Frida leads us. So you are praying this song. You are singing along. Can we take it?
Sing, you are the fire. You are the fire in me. You are the power at work in me. You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. You are my ever-present help. Holy Spirit, I adore. You are the fire in me. You are the fire in me. You are the power at work in me. You are the power at work in me. You are my ever-present helper. You are my ever-present help. Holy Spirit, I adore. Holy Spirit. Jesus, you want to say, precious Holy God, precious Holy God, I worship you, precious Holy Ghost. You want to sing, precious Holy God, precious Holy God. I worship you.
I worship you.
Precious Holy Ghost, precious Holy God. Come take your place to me.
I'm excited that of all the places you could be, you are in this tabernacle. Hallelujah. Of all the many different things you could be doing, you have the privilege of being exposed to the word of God. And tonight I can assure you that your life as it was before you came and your life after this service will be two very different lives. Because tonight, God is sending his word to us. And I am excited to tell you that the servant God is sending to us. You know,
yes.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 29. Bishop likes to quote this scripture. There was a difference when Jesus stood to preach the word of God.
Come on.
And Bible says that people took notice because Matthew 7, if it's in the Bible nowadays. Matthew 7, 29. I'm sure. That he did not teach as the scribes. There was life in the word that he brought.
Oh, yes.
There was power in the word that he shared. I don't know where you were last
Come
week,
on.
But if you were in this hall,
hey.
You could see power being preached. That
yes.
as the word of God came,
Come on.
Power was transmitted to
yes.
us.
Yes.
And I'm excited that the power is not and last week power.
No!
What we experience in this room is not an occasional power.
No, no, no.
But the power at work,
come on,
in the word is ever present. And tonight, God's word is about to come. His servant is ready.
Come on.
And I'm happy that he comes to us in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
He is a blessing to us.
Yes.
Check tonight. I want us with Jesus to welcome to our international faith. Our pastor.
Yes.
Your pastor.
Yes.
My pastor.
Jesus.
The international preacher. Bishop Edwin Morgan. Okay. And your soul can be laid under the sun. Tonight, God is coming your way. And you can be excited.
Come on.
Ask God for the breeze,
yes,
the wind,
Lord,
of His Spirit,
the wind of your Spirit, oh God,
yes, to blow everywhere.
The wind, Lord, of your presence,
your wind,
Lord.
Your wind, oh God.
Your wind,
Your wind, Lord. Let it blow everywhere.
Yes, let it blow.
Let it blow, Lord.
Let it blow, Kadabo Shabba. Your wind.
Yes, Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. We are excited to be in your presence.
Oh, yes.
You know our lives will not be the same again.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for the amazing blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you for the life.
Oh, yes.
The life.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Lord.
The life.
Oh, yes.
What a beautiful life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may please be seated. I'm excited to see you in church. I believe that your week was a beautiful week. Mine was a very beautiful week. A lot of things to do. You see, you must have a life that engages God on a daily basis. A life that engages His presence on a daily basis. Don't just have a life that engages money on a daily basis. You must have a life that is packed with spiritual activities on a daily basis. It's a life that engages God. And when your life
engages God, you become empowered. You become solid. You become unwavering. You become established. You become very raised and elevated above hurdles and barriers. You see that Satan has put a barrier in front of you, but you are flying like a Chinese kung fu warrior above it. So today, it pleases me that you are in church. And my word to you is that Satan is looking for you. He's looking for you to destroy you. He's looking for you to finish you. Tell your neighbor, Satan is looking for you. Ask, are you aware of this? You are not aware? Eh? You see, the way you are relaxed tells me you are not aware. Anybody who is aware that the devil is looking for him is alert.
You are teaching already.
1 Peter chapter 5,
take us there. Take us there.
Verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about looking for you. He is walking about looking for someone he may devour. If he finds you, he will eat you. He eats destinies. That's the food he eats. He eats destinies. He feeds on visions. He's looking for someone to devour. Like, by the time he's done with you, you have no vision in life. Like, some of you have no vision in life. Your vision has been eaten. So anything that comes your way has power over you. When you have vision, when you have purpose, when you have a goal, you are not easily swayed by things people say. And Satan is walking about looking for someone to eat up. The reason why many of you don't believe it is that the people he has eaten are still alive. Like, some of you have been eaten, but you are alive sitting in church. That is what makes it difficult for you to believe that he's looking for you. But if you look at your life well, you will notice that he has eaten something about your life.
You are a young guy, you finish school, you are working, but he has eaten your desire to marry. So because you have no desire to marry, you are into girls. He has eaten it. But he was not able to eat my desire to marry. When I was 26, I was settled. He is looking for you. Today, I want to teach for a few minutes. About the very important subject I touched on last week, Saturday. I talked about the Holy Spirit as a source of power. Everyone listening to me, watching me, must understand that the Christian life, which is a life that is lived on a daily basis as a warfare. The Christian life is a type of life. It's a warfare. You fight. So Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. It's called a fight of faith. Christian life is a faith life. And it's a fight of faith. That is, you are fighting to continue to believe in God. That's a fight of faith. When you get born again, Satan tries to fight you and tries to prevent you from believing in God. Because God's greatest pleasure is to be believed. His greatest pleasure is not that you pass and get first class. His greatest pleasure is not to see that you are. His greatest pleasure, he has got many sources of pleasure, but the highest is that you believe him. Yes. Because you cannot pleasure him without faith. You please him with faith. As you believe him, he gets excited. You see, when you believe in somebody, it means that your mind is on the person.
You're working it. That's
true. God wants your mind to be on him. I mean, he wants you to think about him.
He wants my mind to be on him. Wow.
And it's a fight because Satan wants your mind to be on something else. He wants your mind to be on money. He wants your mind to be on things in town, on politics, on news, and all types of. I mean, he wants you to think about everything except God. That's why it's a fight of faith. Fight. You fight to believe. Now, this Christian life, how many of you are Christian believers? This life we are living is a life that you cannot live without the Holy Spirit. You can't be a Christian without the Holy Spirit. In fact, God's order is that if you receive Jesus, John chapter 1 verse 12, he gives
power. That's the Holy Spirit's power. To become the sons of God. Can you all see me? If you can see me, it means I can see you. And most of the people I can see have failed. Most of you have failed in your Christian life. What is left of you is just church attendance. I mean, most of you here, when you step out of the gate of this church, there is no Christianity. There will be no Christianity. How do I know? When was the last time you opened the Bible to study it? That's a Christian life. When was the last time you spent time with God, praying to Him? Even not praying, you are just in your room and a message is playing and you are thinking about God. In fact, you are waiting for an answer which hasn't come. And you are just there. You are just walking up and down. You sleep a little. You wake up. You are thinking about. It's called waiting on Him.
My God.
Oh, the last time. This thing is not the Christian life. What you are living. And the reason why you are living this type of low life is that you have not brought somebody into your life. Somebody called the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He must be in your life. He must be with you. The songwriter said, He walks with me. Jesus came to the earth. He walked on earth. When He was going, He said, it's important for me to go because the Holy Spirit will come. The Comforter will come. So, as Jesus was going, the Holy Ghost was coming. Where is the Holy Spirit in your life? I'm still preaching about getting used to the power of God. And I've been talking about the sources of the power of God. The biggest source. You know, in Ghana, we've got solar. People have got solar power, electricity in their homes. I'm sure some intelligent people have got some dam behind their houses. If you go to abroad, some people have got windmills, private. They generate power and sell it. We have candles, osono, this type of osono. What? Bobo. Yeah. There are many sources of power. Even right now, we are not on Akosombo ECG. We are on another source of power. We are not on Akosombo. What you are seeing here is not Akosombo light power. So there are many sources of power. Solar, this, that. But the biggest source of power in Ghana is Akosombo Great Covenary electricity. The biggest source. My dear friend, the biggest source of power in your life ought to be the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. When we point to somebody and say, that brother is born again, we are saying that brother has also received the Holy Spirit. That is it. But many of us, our minds are not on the Holy Spirit. So we are struggling in our Christian lives. We are struggling to be pure. We are struggling to be holy. We are struggling to pray. Tonight, the Holy Ghost, that person will join himself to you.
Amen.
That is the power you need. The Christian life is a life that must be powered by the Holy Spirit. Powered by the Holy Spirit. If your life is not powered by the Holy Spirit, you only exist in name. Your name is a Christian, but there is nothing. You see, Acts chapter 1, I'm sure I told you last week, there's nothing wrong with repeating myself.
Oh, we are being blessed. It's our blessing.
Is it about to repeat myself?
No. It's our blessing.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Is there somebody online watching me? At least some two people. Yeah. I need just two people to watch. Go back to John 1:12. You receive Jesus. Then he gives you power to become.
Okay, to become.
Say, I receive Jesus. Then he gives me power. To live the Christian life. You see, is that power that makes you see a beautiful girl and still pass?
Ah.
Is that power that makes a girl come into your room to knock on the door that she wants you to smooch her? You say, no. Hey, Kwame. One power.
No.
Is that power that makes it possible for you to wake up and go to church?
Wow.
Say power.
Power.
Now, when you receive him, the him is Jesus. He gives power. Now, how does that power come? Acts 1 verse 8. You receive that power after the Holy Ghost. After the Holy Ghost. So if the Holy Ghost has not come into your life, you ain't got no power. No power. Look, to read the Bible when there's Instagram, you need power. I want to repeat the English word. To read Bible when there's Instagram, when there is TikTok, you need power. To have a phone with TikTok and put it somewhere and open to Ezekiel to see the secret of Ezekiel. Yeah, the secret of Ezekiel. When you don't have power, you read your Bible, you just be on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and texting with a girl. She takes a picture of her vagina and she brings it to you. Then you also take a picture of your penis and you send it. And you come and sit in the church as a believer. Useless. Powerless. Christianity is a life that is powered by the Holy Spirit. Powered. It is powered. It's not just an empty life. It's not just a life like you go to school or you go to work. No. It is powered. Powered. Because you need power to do the things a Christian ought to do. You need power to forgive. Yes. When somebody offends you, it's not by determination or your Presbyterian upbringing, but you need power to forgive. Without power, you can't forgive. Power. You need power. Power to come to church. Many of you here, you know, is it possible to sit down? Try and sit down for me. Try, let me tell them something. When I finish telling them, you can stand up. See, one of the biggest deceptions you have is that you are sitting in church. You're not here on your own. Somebody buzzed you here. Somebody brought you here. Even to give 10 Ghana cedis to contribute to the cost of the bus. You have no power, but you have power to use 10 cedis to bet. Bet way. You have no power. See, you are sitting here. You think that you are in church. You are not in church. Somebody brought you. You have no power to go to church till somebody puts you on a bus. Nobody put me on a bus. Me? Which bus? If I ever sat on a bus to church, I walked 5 miles. Paid for the bus. Went. The bus took me to town. That's Takoradi. From Lagos town to Market Circle. Then from Market Circle, when I get down with my Bible on a Sunday morning, I don't know, something about Sunday is very hot. I don't know, Sunday is a very hot, like 9, 10 o'clock on Sunday. It's hot, I don't know. Then I walk from Market Circle to GSTS. Takoradi. Nobody. Bus. What are you talking about? That's why I'm standing here. I got born again 40 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Power. You are looking at power. By the grace of God. Can you come to church on your own from Medina? You have no power. You have to be organized. Everything you've done as a Christian has to be organized. You must be organized to wake up and pray. You must be organized to read your Bible. You must be organized to give an offering. You must be organized to fast. Everything must be organized. Powerless. Powerless. So you see that why we cannot organize you. You can't be a Christian. Like when this girl comes into my room and she begins to dance. My pastor, my LP ought to be with me in my room. LP, come. She has to be with me to say, Edwin, don't do it. Once he's not there in my room, because I must be organized not to fornicate. Because everything Christian, somebody's power has brought you to church. Somebody's power will wake you up. Somebody's power will give you a Bible. Somebody's power will explain the Bible to you. You ain't got no power. So as soon as we leave you alone, you see, you are now, like they say, water always finds its level. If I find you listening to a gospel song right now, it was organized for you. And the reason is that you don't have the Holy Spirit. Look, the Holy Spirit is our source of power. There's nothing wrong with this brother calling me to wake up and pray. We all get tired. There's nothing wrong with it. Iron sharpens iron. But it can't be that always Like, my prayer life as a Christian depends on him. So if he dies, it means that my Christian life is dead. That has helped many of you. I'm saying that if your Basenta leader dies this week, you will not be in church. You have no power to sit in church. Ramakatu Saba Shama Katasa Paratus Kabaya. If I ever find you not watching pornography, it means I took your phone and installed an app to block your whatever, or installed an app to track your internet browsing history. It's like your Christian life is an organized Christian life. You have no power. And it must end. It must end. Because I can assure you, you're not going to heaven. You're not going to heaven. You are a puppet. Strings are just pulling. If we see you moving, it means that somebody upstairs is organizing your movement. But I'm not like that. I'm not like that. It must worry you that you are a Christian and you don't even know about the Holy Spirit. It must disturb you, girl, that you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It must disturb you. I took my book. I was going to preach about the art of hearing, which is my next thing. But I just felt I should finish this properly. Just tie the loose ends. Tie everything before I come to this. Today's Christian on his own can't do anything. Can't do anything. Even to buy a Bible. So he said, you shall receive power. Ask your neighbor, what is powering you? What is powering you? Or ask the person, are you powered? Are you powered? You see, the same way you are sitting in the Holy Spirit, I thank you. The same way you are sitting in church, but somebody's power brought you here, is the same way we can even find you evangelizing, but somebody's power has sent you out to go and evangelize. Because you can go and evangelize, winning souls, talking about Christ, but somebody, look at Luke 24. Luke 24. Look at verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Verse 46. And said to them, it is written, Christ ought to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Next verse. And that repentance, have you seen it there? Should be preached, and remission of sins should be preached. So there's some preaching to do. In fact, this is the message I'm preaching today. And I'm preaching it already. Preaching should be preached in his name. Beginning at where? Jerusalem. repentance. The next verse. And ye are witnesses of these things. Now comes the bomb. And behold, I send the promise of my Father to you. Remember, two verses before, he had sent them to go and preach repentance. But tarry ye in the city. Remember where they were going to start. Look at verse 48. 47. Look at where they were going to start the preaching from. Beginning at Jerusalem. Look at the last three words. Beginning at Jerusalem. Now go to verse 49. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power on high. So you can go about preaching, teaching without power. Like you are sitting here in church without the power to go to church. You are here, but you have no power to go to church. Somebody's power brought you here. If we find you online, you've joined Flow Prayer Meeting. It means somebody organized you, bought data for you on your own. Meanwhile, you've been watching pornography from 12 midnight till 4. Suddenly at 4 o'clock, you don't have airtime. You don't have data. No power. So a lot of things can be done. That's the point I'm trying to make. You can go to church without power. You can go and witness without power. We can see you praying. There's no power. Because a lot of the things that are done in the kingdom are done in two ways. One is just in the form, without power. And the other is the form plus power. Listen to me. I want to say to you that you have no future in the kingdom of God if you have no interest or intention to look for the Holy Spirit. Like we saw last week, to ask for the Holy Spirit. Luke 11:13. Ask. This is how the Holy Spirit comes. To ask for the Holy Spirit. Then Acts 5:32. When you are obedient. When you are obedient, and we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Today, with the 5 minutes left, I want to tell you that asking, obeying, they are not number one. I'm going to give you numero uno. I'm going to give you what? Numero uno. Number one. Without number one, these ones will not help you. I needed to let you understand to power your ascent to the height of revelation. But I think today we are at the summit. Look at my face very well. Today, I'm going to teach you one thing that if you don't do, you can never have the Holy Spirit. You can, even when you ask, it's bongalas. Bongalas prayers. Yes. How many of you are interested in that one thing? One. If I don't, it says if I don't tell him, you will go. You also won't go home. Then I'll tell you so you can let me go. And then you also can go because my wife is waiting for me at home. This is grand finale. Don't stand up. Just sit down and clap your hands. Even before the point comes, clap your hands. There is no Holy Ghost without numero uno. I'm about to explain to you why you are spiritless, powerless. Many of you girls sitting here are virgins. Many of you here are virgins. 23, 18, 17, 16. And you are, the reason why you are a virgin is not because you are a strong girl who fights boys. No boy has come. You look like a boy yourself. You look like a boy. The day you meet rascally, rascally. Yes. You have not, I said you are a virgin because you have not met rascally. Power belongs to God. After today, you will have power to buy a Bible. Power to listen to a message for 1 hour and not be tired. Power to come to church on your own. Maybe one of these days we should ban busing. Just one Sunday and see who will come to church. One Saturday and see whether you will come to church. Say, this Saturday, no bus is moving. We are having church. If you like, come. Use your power to come to church. I said, use your power. Is there anybody online? I can't feel those online. Oh. Show your power. Then, when you are able to come, then we have take one box. Then, the Wednesday evening, we will be as we will send a girl, a sexy girl, to you in your room. We will give the girl your Google location. You are begging. You are begging already. You are begging already. You are begging me already. Why is your power? I said, I will send a sexy girl. Before she starts removing her brassia, she will turn her buntas and shake it like that. You are begging. You are begging. I say, many of you boys who are virgins, you are a virgin because no girl has begged you to sleep with her. Powerless. Shadunama. First of all, as part of today's teaching of numero uno, I want to explain to you Holy Ghost. What Holy Ghost means.
Please, you are kind.
What Holy Ghost means. Or Holy Spirit means. Holy Spirit is made up of two words. Holy Spirit is made up of two words. Then the words are holy and what?
Spirit.
So, the first one, Spirit, means that. That's why he is likened. I'm preaching. He is likened to a dove or dove.
Oh, okay, my school. That's
yes, better than the school. A dove is very sensitive. How do we know? We know it from Noah. You remember Noah?
Yes.
When flood, Noah in the flood.
Yes.
The flood. Yes. When the flood was over, he sent a bird called a raven. A raven. He sent the raven, and the raven did not come back. Why? Because the raven could settle. Remember, the whole world, everybody was dead. So there were dead bodies floating everywhere. Dead, dead, dead. Everything. Animals dead. The earth was full of dead things. And that bird, that raven, was able to settle on the dead bodies. It got a place to settle. They didn't mind at all. Sitting on the dead bodies. So it never came back. So that bird never came back. Then he sent a dove. A dove. As soon as the dove went, look at it. The dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. The white dove found no rest. But the raven found rest. Why? Because the dove could not rest on dead bodies. It was sensitive. That is why when Jesus was being baptized, the Holy Ghost descended upon him like a raven. Like what? A dove. You see, many of you, if the Holy Ghost is trying to come to you, like what? The Holy Spirit is not a dove. He is not a dove. He is like a dove. Many of you, when he's coming to rest on you, we thank God that the Holy Ghost is not like a raven. Like he would have settled on everybody here. Some of you, when it is coming to settle, as it's coming to settle, like that you begin to smell a man's perfume on you. He smells betting on you. He smells when he's descending like a what? Like a what?
Like a dove.
Like a dove. As he's coming, he smells fornication. Because when you fornicate, you have a smell. It's a smell. It's coming to land.
Hey, that he sees naked women shaking pornography. So, the Holy Spirit, number one, is a spirit. You got to be spiritual. Then the real name is holy. Holy. Now, what is the meaning of holy? Holy means special. The word holy, actually, the real original meaning of the word holy is one. One. The word H-O-L-Y, it means one. Not two. You see how we are sitting here in church? Even tonight, when the service ends, some of you are going to drinking bars. Some of you are going to meet your friends. Your evening has not started. Your evening will start at 11 p.m., 12 midnight from here. So you are actually a church person and a drinking bar nightclub person. You are two. Some of you are three. You see your phone, we can see First Love music, we can see nice music, Hosanna music, Kirk Franklin, but there's also Stone Boy, there's also Shatawale. Yes, am I lying? Yes. You also have got Beyonce. So you are not one. Holy means one. Ladies and gentlemen, with this explanation, allow me now to give you top. The number one condition you must fulfill to have the company of the Holy Spirit who empowers your Christian life is from Acts chapter 2. And I'm giving you just one verse. And that verse is verse number 38. Then Peter. Can we all stand to our feet and read the words on the screen? Everyone. We must rise up in honor of these sacred words as we end. One, go. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yanni no sabashandahata Stina mazini mandora bakata damasta bakata Randa baba. Let's take it again. One, go.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
No, I can't hear you well. Shout it now.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Acts 2. This is your memory verse for today.
Oh, I love it.
That is why, if you can sit down now, that's why I explained to you that the two words, Holy Spirit. To receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, there is what we say in Latin, a sine qua non. Sorry for insulting you.
No, sir. It's okay. Bless us.
Without which not. Listen to me. Anybody who wants the Holy Spirit, you don't get the Holy Spirit by just getting up to pray for the Holy Spirit. Because when you pray, God will release him. But it's one thing God sending the Holy Ghost, and it's one thing the Holy Ghost settling on your type of life. When he comes to you and he's near you, he must find somebody who is one, because he is one. It's not the spirit of the devil and also the spirit of God. It's not the spirit of a juju man. It's not the spirit of the world. He's not doubling. He's not doubling as an agent of the world. He is one. So when he comes, he must find that you are also one. What do we mean by you must be one? We were all living lives before we got born again. Sinful lives. Not going to church. Fornicating. Having sex anyhow. Anywhere. Even a teacher is using her RME word. Indiscriminate sex. These are RME words. We live the life. We live the life. Before you met Jesus, you had a life. That's why Paul said in Galatians 2:20, the life that I now live. Which means he lived a life before. Now, that life you lived before was a life God did not like. Betting, unbeliever friends, fooling around, not going to church, wasting your life, drinking, sexy life, unbeliever music, unbeliever things, unbeliever ways, unbeliever way of thinking. God didn't like it. Did you know that salvation is actually remedials? Salvation is necessary because, or being born again is necessary because your first birth failed. What your mother did failed. What your mother did only turned you into a perverted, sexual, twisted, scoliotic personality. A man, you don't like girls. This is the man you like. You seem to have an appetite for feces, toilets. It's called scoliotic desires. Scoliosis. The word perverted, perverse, pervert, perverse. The Greek is scolios. Twisted. It's not straightforward. Scolios, from which we have the term scoliotic thoracic spine. Then I should end the meeting because you don't seem interested. I have to stop it. I have to stop it. You're not interested. If your life please God, there will be no need for salvation. What your mother did, gave birth only to a fornicator who by age 22, you know yourself, by 22, your body count was 36. Yes. One girl said, every week I sleep with six men. I'm not a prostitute. And the six for last week are not the same as the six for this week. Different. That's what you call scoliosis. Scoliosed, pervert. I should stop preaching, eh? That is why, you see, your mother gave birth to you. Like in Ghana, we have a special English. We say, your mother born you. Your mother what? Born you. So if you want, we are angry or we are born, we say, who born you by mistake? Yeah, your mother born you. But because your mother's borning of you was wrong, or didn't work, God had to make you born again. 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 That's remedials. Redo the borning. So when you are born again, we must not see traces of your past life. We must not come into your life and see stigmata of sin and worldliness. That is why Peter said to them, repent. That's the word. Holy Ghost. Then you have gone to manufacture your own. He will never settle on you till he can see that you have repented. Repent means make a U-turn. First of all, in your mind, the first place repentance begins in the mind. It's called the mind of Christ. You must have a mind that must repent from listening to unbeliever music. I must repent from sleeping around. I must repent from these places I go every night. I must repent. When I was 13 years old, I was a pornography addict. 16 years old, that I met another 16-year-old girl that I married 10 years later. She came into my life with power. I couldn't floor her. She was strong. The strongest so far. You can't. That's why I'm standing here. I was living in nightclubs. I was drinking. I was not drinking alcohol from glasses. I was drinking it from bottles. Today, this afternoon, I met a great friend of mine. Very, very good friend. It is his mother who at that time, about 40 years ago, 43, 45, she was the topmost producer of alcohol in Ghana. And she was exporting it to other places. Oh, yes. And her son was my friend. Were classmates. Interestingly, he wasn't drinking. Has never tasted wine once. and I'll go to his house. I hold the bottle by the neck. I hold it by the neck and I start pouring. 14 years, 13 years. But when I met Jesus, power, I turned around. That's called repentance. Turn around. That's your life was facing this direction, and then you meet Jesus, you turn and you go in this direction, opposite direction. It first of all, you see, if I'm moving this way, if I'm living this life, drinking, smoking, pornography, girls, boys, fooling, to turn around, I have to stop at a point where velocity equals zero. Dy dx is zero. Dx dt is zero. No, you cannot. Look at me. I want to come back this way. I'm doing bad things. To turn around, I need to stop. There must be a point where I stop and turn. Some of you have not stopped. You've not stopped. How you were as an unbeliever, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost empowering your life. And how does he come? He comes only, he doesn't settle on rubbish. That's why many of you are without the Holy Ghost. You use your eyes to watch anything you want to watch. No. It's ravens who like you the way you are. Ravens, they like to settle on people like you. Dove, Dovey. So many of you are dry. The Holy Ghost can't rest on you. Because when it comes to you, he says, you are still having sex. You are actively fornicating just like before. So then you've not repented. He only settles on repented lives. Lives that have made you turn. Two things. Number one is repent. Repent. Stop it. Turn around. Move up. If you were moving towards a girl, begin to move away from. You see, interestingly, why it's very important for you to repent is that you must learn how to repent, because you will need this repentance throughout your Christian life. There's no Christian life without repentance. You don't only repent on that day you got born again. No. I mean, as you are walking, you see a girl, you go and touch something, and it's nice. As I've touched, it's nice. So once it's nice, I must now press harder and harder and harder and press other places harder or softer. That is, after 10 years of being a Christian, I'm pressing. So I must learn. It's a habit. Repentance is a habit. It's a habit you must live with every day. Because when you are born again, it doesn't mean we are in this world. We are in this world. We see things. We hear things. I was into music. And worldly music is far, by far, of higher quality than this type of whatever we are listening to called gospel. So you may one day find yourself enjoying something by the Whispers. We are always, as we are here, we make mistakes. You touch things you shouldn't touch. You watch things you shouldn't watch. That's why you need that behavior called repentance. If you don't have repentance in the Christian, not being born again, no, intra-Christian life, without repentance, you won't make it. Because even as a pastor, you are going to be confronted with the alleys of life, the seductions of life. So anybody who doesn't have that U-turn, you see, and U-turn, you see, every Christian must be like a police car. Yes. A police car doesn't need a roundabout to turn. A police car doesn't need traffic like green or red. A police car, it can go anywhere. It can make a U-turn, C-10, S-10, any 10 at any time. May you be a police car, not waiting for Christmas or New Year, 31st before you turn around. U-turn, can make a U-turn now. When I touched you and the feeling was nice and I wanted to come and touch again, and then, hey, U-turn. Now I'm coming to this one. Yes, U-turn. Let's pray. Father, I'm sorry for what I did. Forgive me. That's all. You don't wait for your tomorrow morning quiet time before, right now when you touch. So what? That is why you start the Christian life with repentance. So when you are somebody who is able to be a Christian without turning away from evil, it means your Christian life will be a messy life. Baller life. Bolaros. Bolaric. Plenty rubbish. Yes. Yes. Why? Because the Christian life, you are going to meet things that will pull you into them. Things that you will do. Things you will say. You will see. So if you don't have that habit of making U-turns, you cannot continue your Christian life. Many of you here are baller Christians. Baller. The girls. Is it boys? Is it music? Is it friends? Is it places? Is it things? Is it habits? Is it whatever? Kai! I'm here tonight to explain to you why you are dry. You see, you are struggling to be a Christian. You are struggling to be a Christian. You can't take quality decisions at this age. How old are you, sir? Yes. Are you married? Do you have a beloved? Yes, that's it. A boy 24 years. Oh, yes. It shows that you are a bolaric Christian. I mean, you know this girl, you know this girl, you know this girl. Do you know the number of girls I knew when I was marrying? You know, I'm sure on my wedding day, some were crying. Oh, yes. They knew it was over. In fact, one lady, one of my friends, some foolish girl, she told my wife one day, she said, if you had not married Edwin at the day you married her, he could have wooed you. Oh, yes. Plans were far advanced. You can't settle down. You are working. You've rented a place. You are 27. You can't even take a decision. The power to decide that I like this girl, I'm going to marry this girl. You can't. You can't. Powerless. Bolaric. Because as we live out, why do you think we bat? Why do you think I'm going to bat tonight? I hope you are going to. I hope you are going to. I hope. I hope. Why do we bath in the evening when we've had our bath in the morning? Because life, as you are living your life, you will make contact with dirt, dust, rubbish. So we are constantly washing ourselves. So when you are, and you see, one of the things we use to wash ourselves, it's not just the blood of Jesus. It is repentance. Yeah, because once I like this girl and I turn away, I've washed myself of this girl. I've washed myself of that music on my phone. I've washed myself of friends. I have friends. I had friends. I must have. We were in a group. I belong to a group of friends called Bembo Inn. Benbo Inn from Treasure Island. R.L. Stevenson. Benbo Inn. And Benbo, B-E-N-B-O-W. Each one, each letter was the first name of the friends. Yes. Benbo Inn. We were friends. But when I got born again, I came out of Benbo Inn. Come out! Come out! Otherwise, listen, you can't choose. That's what Mike Meadows said. Your choices are not predestined by God. It's the consequences of your choices that are predestined by God. You choose what you choose to do. Repent. The Holy Ghost, that gift is not given to people who don't have the habit of. Some of you should cut yourselves off certain boys, certain men, certain friends. They don't help your Christian life. Not just sexually, but morally, socially, and all. Cut yourself off. Cut off. Cut off. Cut off. It is that life that receives the landing. There's something called the Normandy landing. There is a day when powerful things land. D-Day landing in Normandy. There's a day called the moon landing. Yeah, we land. May the Holy Ghost land on your life. May he rest on you. But when he's coming, he's very sensitive. He can smell you from afar. He can smell alcohol from afar. Yes. He can smell juices from afar. He can smell sin from afar. He can smell worldliness as a scent. He smells it. That's why we must constantly, as repentance is not something you do on the day you get born again. It is a lifestyle. Because as for the dust and the dead, we are catching them constantly. And you need, Holy Ghost will never settle on somebody who is fooling around. Katunama. Nanunaba. Nanunema. Nanunaba. Namayanda. Lamayanda. It's called the gift. The gift of the Holy Ghost. There are also things called ministry gifts. Prophecy. Preaching. They are not gifts of the Holy Ghost. It's not a gift of the Holy Ghost. Prophesying. It's ministry. That's why those ones are given without. God gives them gifts without repentance. He doesn't change his mind about you. If you are a pastor, you will always be. So there are pastors who can fornicate before they go and preach. And the message is powerful enough to get someone to stand up and say, I'm giving my life to Christ. He comes. And they think it's the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. You are dry. It's a gift God is using. Even if he can use stones, why won't he use you? But the day will come, you will stand in front of him and list your preaching, enlist your deliverance, enlist your prophetic ministry, and he will say to you, I never knew you. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
Repent. Repent. Stop. And move away from. Move away from friends. You see, I'm not somebody like a pastor. I'm not preaching as a pastor who got born again 7 years ago or 5 years ago. It's been 40 years. It's how many years? 40 years. By the grace of God. And I can have a few things to tell you. That the Holy Ghost doesn't settle on people who have not repented. You are not sorry for what you did to the girl. You are not sorry for what you said to the sister. The way you spoke to him. How you offended him. You are not sorry. And you've not stopped. This is a Christian life. This is Foundations 101. Anybody who doesn't know how to repent, you have disqualified yourself. You have disqualified. You only exist in form, but not in power. You only exist in form. Nominal, nomos, by name. Repent. If you've learned nothing this year, if the only thing you learned this year was the word repent, it's worth it. Repent. Turn around. Turn around. And I'm saying that it's not just for new believers. You lady pastor, you reverend, you lady bishop, you must turn around. Learn to say, I won't do this again. I won't do this again. The Holy Ghost recognizes such people as worthy of his company and friendship and presence. And the next one is be baptized. No hasayada. Of course, it makes sense. There's no need even for that word baptized. But it is baptism that seals your repentance. It's not Holy Ghost baptism. Actually, the Holy Ghost comes after you've been baptized. Look at the English. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you shall receive. So the Holy Ghost comes after you are baptized. So what is be baptized? It means to be baptized. The meaning of repent means to repent. And be baptized means be baptized. That word means fully immersed. Fully immersed. It means that be fully inside the kingdom, inside the church. One hair should not be hanging outside. Fully baptized in the church. Fully. There's no space and time in your life. You are fully immersed inside the church. Not 1/4 in the choir, 1/4 with your unbeliever friends. A lot of the tongues we speak is just learned syllables. Shaita baita 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 baita. Maria kota bada baba. You can learn. I can learn these things. Yes. Ashalebucha shalebucha 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 shalebucha. Manaka. Yes. Yeah. Mayakata. Holy Ghost is on you and you are speaking in tongues, it's inspired. We can hear that this thing is inspired. It's heavenly. Maya katusaba. Katuma hande kapa. Not this mantaya, 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 mantaya. Be baptized. I mean, I can see you in church. It's Saturday evening. On Sunday evening, where will you be? Monday evening, what life will you live? Tuesday night, Wednesday dawn, Friday afternoon, Saturday evening, Sunday morning. What? Baptized means that everything is Jesus. Fully. Fully. You can never be baptized in this water and one leg is there. The very name means fully immersed. Sorry for the big word I'm about to use. It's not fair to use such words, but I can't find a better one. It's oxymoronic. It's an oxymoron to say you are baptized and one toe is also in town. No, baptized means that the whole phone is inside the water. The whole thing is inside. That's why when we do water baptism, we make sure you go inside, even if it's for a second, and we bring you out. That you went, everything is inside. But I'm not talking about water baptism, sir. I'm talking about the kingdom. How can you be in the kingdom and you got parties in the world? You've got another life in the world. You are in the church, but you are a DJ in a nightclub. Or you are a DJ in a drinking bar. No, baptized means that all of me. One. That's what we mean by one. You are not two. It's one. Holy. One. So the Lord thy God is one. That's holy. Special. One. One of a kind. When we were in school, we had SU members who were very audacious. They speak in tongues and it's like they breathe in some type of air. Than Saturday night entertainment. As the music is cool and the gun, get down on it, pam pam pam, get down on it, pam. Then we hear they are giving fans to Brother J. He's coming, Brother J. Get down on it, pam pam pam, get down on it, pam 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 pam. Hey! And Tuesday evening he's leading SU prayer meeting. No. Baptized means that you are completely in God. That there's no chance, no place, nowhere. No part of you is available for records night. Stand to your feet. Repent. Listen, if you are here, make up your mind. And you see, you can't be baptized if you've not repented. Obviously, if there's my girlfriend and I've not broken up with her, how can I be properly in the church? No. So it makes sense that the first step is to sever my relationship with this one. Then I'm now free. Then I can now dive into the swimming pool.
Holy.
May God give you the grace to cut cut connections.
Amen.
Cut off any links.
Amen.
Cut off ropes.
Amen.
Cut off threads.
Amen.
Cut off linkages.
Amen.
Anything that links you to unbelievers,
Jesus,
to the world,
Jesus,
to sin,
Jesus,
to evil,
Jesus,
to the very practice,
Jesus,
of unrighteousness.
Yes.
I pray in the name of
Jesus
that as your hands are lifted, you are going to become somebody.
Oh, yes.
Somebody who qualified.
Yes.
Open your mouth now and begin to pray.
Power to separate ourselves, O Lord. Leka paya dewa soni ma. Leka debe lipa kadaba. Rapa da bo shapa. Leka pada balaba. Ipele debe bebe. Lipa ya baba. The power of God to separate. Makalaba.
Repent and
dele bo shapa.
And be full. Lift your hands and pray. Father, give me strength, the grace to repent, to turn around, to turn around, to turn around, to turn around, to turn around. Pray. Lift your hands again and pray.
Power to repent.
Power to
turn around. Oh God. Power to break free.
Take your notebook, take your pen, take your phone, and write down 7 things you must repent from. 7. I'm giving you 3 minutes. 7 things. 1, 2, 3. One of them should be anger. Anger. Unspiritual. You write your own. If you can only get 3, it means you are closer to heaven. Why not? Some of us, we must write 15. I just gave you 7 because of time. Yes. Repent from your prayerlessness. Turn around and be baptized properly into prayer. Repent from the wordlessness. The last time you listened to a message on your own doesn't exist in any book. That time doesn't exist. Repent and be baptized properly. Katuna mayaba, kai katus, kapapa, kapada, yabada baba. Yes, don't forget Mariama's name. Yes, right. Sydney. That boy. Radunama Rababa Rababa. Repent from insulting your husband. Talk by heart to him. Repent. I taught you that repentance is not just something you do on your what's the name of the thing called? On the day of salvation, it's a lifestyle. That's why we bath 2 times a day. Hopefully. Listen and mean it. Mean it. That this is something I must turn away from. We are about to pray. You are going to look at your list and start praying. 45 seconds more. You don't pay tithes. Turn away from it. Kaya tapataka. 15 seconds. I said, if you have got only three, so you are close to heaven. We have got 22 things we have to write. Now, we are about to launch into another round of prayer. And you wrote those things so that you can look at them. The pornography, the boys, the friends, the betting. Look at the thing carefully. Because we are praying that we will be endued with power from on high. Power from on high. To begin the proper Christian life. Don't believe this rubbish that attending church makes you a Christian. Does going into a garage make you a BMW? Entering an oven, does it make you bread? Does it turn you into bread? Entering a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than entering an oven makes you a pie. How many of you are ready to pray? Online, is anybody? Is anybody online? Or the two people have left? The two people online. Are you ready to pray? We are praying. The list.
Yes.
Look, Christ is coming soon. We better stop this nonsense. This is the gospel. I preach the gospel to you. This is not another gospel. This is the gospel.
Yes.
This is it. He's coming soon. And the church must hear these messages. The nonsense is too much. The rubbish is too much. The church must hear the word. The church must hear the word. This is far higher than being a bishop or a reverend. These are the foundations on which shepherds are built. Foundations on which pastors are raised. Without this, you are a house without a foundation, only waiting for the next big storm. Nanuna mayaba. Lift your hands now. Makata. Daboya, 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 Makata. Begin to pray right now. Look at your seven things and ask the Lord for the grace and the strength to repent. Ramayanta la baba, Sanama, Sanama. We are not joking. We are not joking. We are not joking.
The power of God.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. This is the Christian life. This is the Christian life. Ya kapala mama ya
Now lift your two hands and receive grace.
I receive
grace to keep fighting.
Oh, yes, yes.
Anima. Satan is looking for you. Your only power. Your only, your main source of power. Even the power that comes from the word and through prayer and through all the other things, it comes through the Holy Spirit. He's the main. And he doesn't rest on you. It doesn't come until you have repented, turning around. And God sent us to preach repentance, yes. Luke 24. He sent us to preach repentance, yes. To tell people to turn around.
Yes.
Lift your hands.
Oh, I receive.
And tell the Lord, Father, I thank you,
Father,
for tonight.
For tonight.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm leaving here.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
With repentance.
Yes.
With repentance.
With repentance.
On my heart.
On my heart.
With repentance.
With repentance.
On my mind.
On my mind.
I thank you.
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 Yes, Lord.
I thank you.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Online. And join us as we pray. If you are here today and you are not born again, look, today is actually a day of salvation. I
yes,
tell you,
yes, yes,
this is a day of salvation.
It's a day of salvation.
Yes. Yeah. What you've heard today is a foundation you need for your Christian life. Zanunama, Adastabrakata. You are here today, you are not born again. I'm glad that God has prepared your heart with his word.
Yes.
You've been prepared already. His word has come to prepare you. It's now time to take that step.
Yes.
It's now time to take that step.
Yes.
It's now time to take that step.
Yes.
And say, Pastor,
Pastor,
I want to give my life to Jesus now.
Jesus,
I want to repent.
I
want to be baptized.
Yes.
Then I shall receive the gift of the
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you are here like that, you want me to pray with you because you are ready to repent and
yes.
give your life
yes.
to Christ. Lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand.
Yes,
yes, it's repentance time. It's Jesus time.
Yes.
This is the Jesus moment.
Yes.
This is it. This is it. This is the Jesus. Lift it high. I can see your hand. This is the Jesus moment. 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 Lift your hand high. And if your hand is lifted up, I want you to come to me now. Come in, let's pray. Come here. Come. Come running. Come running.
Mercy seat. Oh, come running.
Come.
Come running. Come running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling.
Come.
His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow.
Here, God is calling you. He says, I should tell you that if you were to die right now, you will not make it to heaven. You are not born again. He says, tonight, it's your turn.
Yes.
If you let this night pass, you may not get this chance again. Before I lead them to pray, I'm calling you right now to take a step. This is your night. The self-deception, it's over. It won't help you.
Yeah.
Come.
Come.
Take that step and come and join us as we pray. It's your choice. I want to repeat, your choices are not predestined. It's the consequences of your choices that are predestined. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Everyone, lift your two hands. And now say this. Those in front, lift your two hands. Those in front. You are going to pray this prayer. We are just helping you. We are all joining you.
Yes.
But it's your prayer. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
Everything you said I shouldn't do. That is what I have done.
That is what I have done.
I'm terribly sorry.
I am terribly sorry.
Forgive me.
For the sin.
For the worldliness.
Disobedience.
Have mercy on me.
Tonight I call on you. Tonight I call on you.
Oh God.
Wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I repent.
I turn away.
From my sin.
Anything.
That doesn't please you.
I turn away.
I say, Lord.
I say, Lord.
Keep me.
Establish me.
Help me to grow.
Help me to grow.
Help me to be baptized.
Help me to be baptized.
Properly baptized. Properly into the kingdom.
Properly into the church.
Properly into the church. Properly into the life of Christ.
Help me, Lord.
To live for you.
To live for you.
I declare. I am born again. I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm going to walk with the Holy Spirit all the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Listen to me. You are born again, but it's just the beginning. I mean, you are as useful and as powerful as a newborn baby. It has no power on its own. It takes a mother to care for that baby for a long time.
Yes.
And I'm happy to announce that we've got pastors who are going to take care of you. And help you by praying for you, visiting you, counseling you, helping you, and all the things you need to do. I believe strongly that God has a special plan for you. Some of you here are pastors.
I believe it.
You look like nothing, but God will use you. It's the same spirit I preached about today who will one day anoint you for ministry. Nothing happens without the Holy Spirit. He starts and he finishes. Till the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to go to our pastors. Here, this way. We are going to talk to you. And please listen to them. Whatever they tell you, please do it. Can I have the communion? If you have your communion, take it. Today we are eating at the table of Jesus. We are eating at his table. And what is the meal for today? It's not banku and tilapia. The meal we are eating today is the body and the blood. Why the body? You see, once again, when you eat the body, it means that you have taken in Jesus fully and totally, not a part of Christ. Fully. That's why we eat. We eat this not because we are hungry, but to remind us that we don't just give ourselves to just the legs of Jesus. We don't just receive just the hand of Jesus. We receive all, total. Say total. Yes, that's why the word is baptized. It's total. Nothing partial about Christianity. It's an all-out life. Give thyself holy life. From beginning through ministry to the end, all is all. He didn't give us some of his children. He had only one begotten son, and he gave that son. Say all.
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 Anybody practicing half Christianity, you have received only the fingers of Jesus. You have received only the t-shirt. I've seen somebody with a t-shirt with Jesus on it. Yes, Jesus is on it. We didn't just receive t-shirts. We received all. All. Say the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I'm enjoying.
I'm receiving.
All of Jesus.
All of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
The body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
This is communion. Take of the bread, receive the cup. For his mercy is enough. For the many.
Lift your cup. This is the blood of Jesus. See, once again, can you imagine somebody loses blood till he begins to thirst? It means he has lost everything. All. So he said, I'm thirsty. Because when you bleed a lot, you become thirsty. There's a place in your brain which detects that there's no water. Say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Say all.
All.
All my life.
All my life.
Blood is all.
Blood is all.
Say blood is all.
Blood is all.
And as I drink it.
And as I drink it.
I receive all.
I receive all.
And I give all.
And I give all.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
All.
All.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
I surrender.
I surrender.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Lift your hands. Father, we pray. May today's service set us on a journey.
Amen.
To discover the true Christian life.
Amen.
To discover you.
Amen.
To discover the depths.
Amen.
The depths of the riches.
Amen.
Of the glory of our inheritance.
Amen. In Christ.
Let all these words in Ephesians become true to us. Help us. Help us. When will we use these words in our lives?
Jesus.
Lord, help us.
Yes, Lord.
To now start the proper journey.
Yes.
Of repentance.
Yes.
The proper journey.
Oh, Jesus.
Of salvation.
Yes.
We thank you. We praise you. And we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.